Detroit Mayor Dave Bing used to be a record setter when he was a Major League Basketball player, which is how us old-timers used to think of him. But he set a political record this year that's unlikely to be equaled. He won 4 elections for mayor in the space of 9 months. That's a result of Detroit's nutty city charter, which is now, thankfully, about to be rewritten. The charter required a special election to fill the last few months of the disgraced Kwame Kilpatrick's term. So Bing had to win a primary in February and a general election in May. Then he had to win another primary in August and a general election this week. This time, however, the term lasts 4 years. I hope the mayor doesn't have withdrawal symptoms when he doesn't have to face another election in 3 months. But despite all that campaigning, the new mayor found the courage and the will to do something risky. He took a stand he knew would be unpopular because he figured it was hugely important. He stood up to entrenched interests and unions and lost support as a result. Yet he still won big. And he can now say he has a legitimate mandate for his policies. Now, he was lucky in that it was far easier for him to do this than it would have been for most politicians. Mayor Bing's toughest election battles occurred not in the general election, but in the special one last winter and spring. After he knocked off acting Mayor Ken Cockrell Jr. and Freeman Hendricks, a longtime political heavyweight, the major leaguers backed off. That meant the closest thing to a serious challenger he had was a man named Tom Barrow, who had been the candidate of reform when he ran for mayor 20 years ago. He lost twice, however, to the legendary Coleman Young. Then things turned sour for Barrow, and Barrow, who's an accountant, ended up going to prison for tax evasion and bank fraud, something you normally might not want on your mayor's resume. In the August primary, Bing clobbered Barrow by 74% to 11%. The election seemed to be over. Many politicians in Bing's place would have then run a safe campaign praising apple pie and motherhood. But instead, Bing took on the tough issues. Detroit has horrendous financial problems. Some of these stem from the fact that it has a public workforce designed for a prosperous city of 2 million people. Today, it's an impoverished city with maybe 800,000 left. Bing took on the municipal unions. He demanded salary cuts and other concessions because the city just isn't able to pay the way it once did. In retaliation, the unions threw their support behind Tom Barrow. They poured money into his campaign. But the voters, to their credit, turned out to be grown-ups. Barrow drastically improved his primary showing, but not enough. Instead of losing 74% to 11, he lost 58% to 42%. That still amounts to a landslide win for Mayor Bing. Now the mayor is in amazingly strong shape. He really did win a mandate for change and intends to use it. Here's hoping the next statewide leaders we elect are willing to do precisely the same.